pick up there the dot. We're pretty much in the middle of the page here. We just made a drasha on the word on the kilekach tov nasas lachem. I gave you like a good portion, so now we're going to make a drasha to that pasuk. Very simply, it says Amr of Zera v'Tamer Rav Chanina Bar Papa Bo Reosh Bo Ure'e. Come look, Shalom Kamidas Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kamidas Baser V'Dam. Look how Hashem is different than other people, like his midos. You know how Hashem relates to things different than regular people. Why I put it in this way, I can only I didn't see someone explicitly discuss like why are we comparing midas Baser V'Dam to Hashem? Like what's the point of that? Let it just say whatever the punchline is. Let it say, look what Hashem is. I think the shot has to be that the point is there's a mitzvah in the Torah for Lidamas Bedrat to be Hashem-like. So it's telling you this is how people are, this is basic human nature, but it's wrong. That's my speculation on a limb, but I don't see otherwise why it's telling this way. It must be telling you that this is human nature, look how the Midah of Hashem is different, and you should become like Hashem, so learn to, you know, to overcome that basic human nature to be godly and not do what this is suggesting. You see this setup of like, come look how Hashem is not like people many times. So I think what's the point of comparing Hashem to other people? Obviously he's Hashem, not a person, unless that's the point. So here we're saying, look, Hashem's not like other people, because when it comes to other people, midas baser v'dam, human beings, adam mocher chefetz l'chaveru, when a person sells someone to his friend, we're not talking about like, you know, commercial enterprise. So, you know, a person is like decides he's got to sell his bike, whatever it is, right? So, I'm not as opposed to like a bike shop. I'm saying, so obviously he's selling because he needs the money. If that's the case, so he's a little sad. He's obviously he'd rather have his stuff. Not when's the last time you sold something that you needed, right? It's only when you sell something because you're now with the cash. So the mocher is upset, the seller is sad. He's sad to see his bike go. V'lokeach samech, and the seller got a good deal on eBay, so he's happy. That's a good deal. So you see, the point is that the person who loses his thing is the sad person here. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay, but Hashem is not like that at all. Nos and Lehem Torah, the Yisrael, Hashem gave the Torah. Notice it's not even a mechira, it's a nesina, so it's a giving, a gift. And even though he gave it to the Jews, Samach, v'samach, he's happy. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, this is the connection to the previous Ketza in the Gemara. Ki lekach tov, nesat lechem. I gave you a good portion, see, in death and Asina, Torasi al tazovu, and don't abandon it. Like, I want you to stick to it. So you see, Hashem's happy that he gave us the Torah and that we have it, not him. So, what's the truth that Hashem gave the Torah? So, the general gist of the before Hashem is along the lines of, like, the Sugyan Bav Mitzia there, of Loba Shemayim. Right? In other words, that Hashem basically handed over the reins to Klal Yisrael, to Pasuk, essentially. Like, you know, remember we discussed. I'm sure most of us are familiar with that Gemara over there, right? That basically, even though Hashem would have done differently, but Nitzchunei Banei, if the Sanhedrin will pass them against me, so then that's their prerogative, and they sort of defeat me. So Hashem sort of handed over the Torah to humanity, so he's given it away, and yet he's still happy. That's the point. And the Gra makes a point here that he just emphasizes it by saying, at least a mocher gets something in return. You sell your body, you get some money. Here Hashem was a nosa and he gave it as a matana. Like, he'd get it, what did he get in return? Efes, nothing. And still, he's happy. And I can only, again, restating what I said before about my conjecture, I can only assume that what's the moral of this? What are we learning from this? That the moral of the story must be that a person should be happy even when he has to sell his stuff. Like, not, I guess, right? Like, although, what's the Torah teaching? Right? Shouldn't beat us being a nice guy. Fine. Okay.